During this time, there was a very big tzaddik by the name of...
Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. He had 5 heiligous sons who were tzaddikim. They were called the Chashmonaim.
Matisyahu gathered together his 5 sons and said to them,
My dear sons, it is time for us to fight against the Yavanim. Let's all be strong and show the Yidden that we are not afraid of Antiochus HaRasha. We will continue to learn Torah openly. We will all keep Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, continue to make a bris, and give only a Yiddish name. Let everybody see that we only listen to the Eibishter. Mi Lashem Elai! Everyone, come with me, and with the Eibishter's help, we will fight the Yavanim and chase them out of Eretz Yisrael.
So, Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, with his 5 heiligous sons, went out to fight against the Yavanim. There were thousands and thousands of Yavanim fighting against those few Chashmonaim. But the Eibishter made a big nes that Matisyahu with his 5 sons, with the few Chashmonaim, were able to chase all those thousands of Yavanim out of Eretz Yisrael. And they won the milchama. Therefore, on Chanukah, when we say Al Hanisim, we also remember to thank Hashem for the big nes that he did for Matisyahu. As it says, the Rabbim, a lot of Yavanish soldiers, were won over by Biyad Me'atim, only a handful of Erlach men, Matisyahu and his 5 sons. So, Kinderlach, always remember that only the Eibishter is able to do such a big nes.